it was horrible, absolutely horrible. It was like you were in a hole, like you couldn't get out of.
Emma was made homeless before Christmas last year and spent several months sleeping on the streets of Middlesbrough. Now she's part of the North East's first homeless football club.
Well, football, getting involved in something like this gives you like something to get out of bed for, you know, like fills your time. Plus, like being part of like a team, just like having people to talk to, having a laugh, and obviously the football.
Today the players were put through their paces in one of their first training sessions. Andy Preston, chairman of the Middlesbrough and Teesside Philanthropic Foundation, is behind the club.
The idea is two things really, to get local hostels institutions playing each other, encouraging sport, teamwork, some healthy eating, building confidence. There's nothing going on that is exactly like this in the North East, so I'm really proud and very pleased that this is the first occurrence of a proper homeless football club, football team in the North East, here in Teesside.
Homeless football clubs have previously been set up in other parts of the country. Peter Kenny helped create a similar project in Liverpool and now chairs the Middlesbrough side.
Well, it's helped people find employment, you know, the health issues. It's actually got people to stop drinking and using drugs as well, which is... It's all good.
Because there is a cliche that gets rolled out a lot, that football is a great leveller, isn't it? And when 11 people or whatever, 22 yeah. people on a football pitch, everyone are they're all equals, all essentially, equal, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, of course, yeah. But like I say, we've had, from all different kinds of standards, you know, everyone has a game every month, so it's just a great thing. And hopefully it takes off as good as it did back in Liverpool.
Many of the players here today found help through Stages, a local charity that provides temporary accommodation to those without a home. Karen Groves is its education and employment support worker.
I think it really raises the levels of confidence. We've got young people here today who do find it difficult to maybe engage in traditional routes of activity and education. But you put them on a football pitch and, I mean, using the old cliche, it is the universal language, and they just come to life and it raises confidence and self-esteem. It's absolutely brilliant, really.
My name's Kieran Kertor. I'm from Hartlepool and I'm a midfielder.
Were you homeless, kind of?
Yeah, I was homeless in Middlesbrough. Yeah, well, I was on the streets and that in the cold, like, for weeks. No one to turn to, no family to turn to. It was horrible, really. It was myself, really. I put myself in the position.
In what way?
Like, by just not going to school, just being a rebel, being a delinquent. But now I'm trying to change my life around.
And you got involved with Stages. What did they do for you?
Well, they've provided me, like, shelter, food, warmth, like, support.
And what about playing football as well and being part of the Middlesbrough Homeless Football Club? How does it feel to be part of something like that?
Well, it's just an opportunity, isn't it? It's like another chance and something to do with your life.
And you look a decent team, actually. You don't look too bad.
Well, if half of them stop smoking, we should be all right.
Come back, come back.